What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Match Day 19. Last week, we kind of got what I expected, especially on the fourth. We had a couple teams where it was like 5-3. We had some 3-2s, so kind of what I was saying started this week. I think this week and coming up, we might see some more goals like that, so let's get into it. So first up, we have Philadelphia Union versus DC United. Currently, Philadelphia Union are 1 win, 3 draws, and a loss in the last 5, where DC United is 1 win, 3 losses, and a draw. DC United was that team that scored 5 last weekend against Orlando City, which the score ended up being 5-3. So, a little bit. I'm surprised that DC United is the team that did that. Currently, the Union are 2nd. In the table, and DC United is still sitting 13th. The Philadelphia Union have not scored in their last 2 matches, and DC United haven't kept a clean sheet in 8 matches. But I do think that the Union win this game at home at Subaru Park 2-0 over DC United. So moving on to the next game for Friday is LAFC versus LA Galaxy. The last time that these two teams played was in the U.S. Open Cup, and LA Galaxy won that game 3-1. They were at home though, and even the game before that, they won 2-1 over LAFC in the regular season back in April. Currently, LAFC is 3 wins, a draw, and a loss, where LA Galaxy are 2 wins, a draw, and 2 losses. Currently, LAFC is 1st in the table, where LA Galaxy is 4th. So they're both, this is going to be a good matchup. I think it's going to be good at first, but then I just think, I really do believe LAFC is the better team. The last time that these two teams played at LAFC, it did end in a 3-3 draw. From last week's game, LAFC lost to the Whitecaps, and LA Galaxy won 4-0 over Montreal. So I don't think that LA Galaxy is going to come in with this like, this is going to be easy. And then LAFC is like, we got something to prove. So I do, however, think that it'll start out as a good game, but end very badly for LA Galaxy. And I think LAFC win this game at home 3-0 there in LA, well, at LAFC. So moving on to the last game for Friday is the Whitecaps versus Minnesota United. Currently, the Whitecaps are 3 wins, a draw, and a loss. Minnesota is currently 2 wins and 3 losses. This is going to be a pretty good game. Also, Minnesota United is 8th in the table, where Whitecaps are 9th. The Whitecaps are unbeaten in the last 8 home games for themselves, and then Minnesota haven't kept a clean sheet in the last 12 matches. So you know that goals are going to be scored in this game, and I believe that there will be 2 goals, and both of them for the Whitecaps. I think the Whitecaps get it done at BC Place 2-0. Now we head to Yankee Stadium for NYCFC versus the Revs. Currently, the NYCFC are 3 draws and 2 losses, so they kind of have dipped a little bit, whereas the Revs are 2 wins and 3 draws in the last 5. NYCFC is currently sitting 4th in the table. New England is holding that last playoff spot in the East at 7th. The Revs are kind of on a streak, an unbeaten streak. They haven't lost in the last 6 games. But I think that that comes to an end here at Yankee Stadium. NYCFC should have beat Atlanta United last weekend. I watched the game. Atlanta just struggled, and Castellanos is ridiculously good. I did tweet about him. He was just toying with our back line for a while, and they should have easily beat Atlanta, but they didn't. Atlanta pulled it out at the end once again, like they always do, but I think the NYCFC turn this around, get this win versus the Revs 1-0 at home. So our first game on Saturday, we have Seattle Sounders versus the Portland Timbers. Seattle are currently 3 wins, a draw, and a loss in the last 5, where the Timbers are 2 wins, 2 draws, and a loss. Seattle is sitting in that last playoff spot at 7th, where Portland is 10th. So this is a big game, because if Portland could win against Seattle, that would tie them up in the points. Now, I don't know goal differential and all that. because that all plays a part. So, but that would be nice for the Timbers to get that. The last three times that these two teams have played, neither one of them, like, there's no draw, so it's one team wins or the other. Timbers have not won an away match, though, in their last eight games, so that kind of played a role in my pick here, and I believe that Seattle get this done at home, unfortunately for the Timbers, 3-1 there at Lumen Field. I think Seattle's just too strong at home. I know that they lost to their second-to-last game against Montreal at home, but Montreal is a strong side. So moving on, we have Atlanta United versus Austin FC. If Atlanta could win this game, it would be a huge confidence booster, in my opinion, for them. Do I think it's going to happen? I don't know. Currently, Atlanta are one win, a draw, and three losses in the last five, and Austin, on the other hand, three wins, a draw, and a loss. Atlanta is sitting 11th in the table, where Austin is second in the West there. And I really want to, because I'm an Atlanta fan, I want them to win every week. And I don't think they win this game, but I do, however, think that they do get a draw. I know that that's pushing it, but I think that they get a draw 2-2 there at Mercedes-Benz against a strong Austin FC. So next up, we have Charlotte versus Nashville SC. Currently, Charlotte are two wins, a draw, and two losses. Nashville is one win, two draws, two losses. Charlotte is sitting eighth in the East, and Nashville is sitting sixth in the West. I'm still a little let down by how poorly Nashville is playing right now. I really think that they should be in the top three in the West, just my opinion, but it is what it is. I do, however, think that they go to Bank of America Stadium and beat Charlotte, a very inconsistent Charlotte, 2-1 for the away win. So that's a huge thing for Nashville. Next up, we have Montreal versus Sporting Kansas City. Montreal are two wins and three losses in the last five, and so are Sporting. Two wins, three losses. Montreal have not kept a clean sheet in the last six games, but also Kansas City have not scored in their last two. So this one was kind of easy for me to pick. Sporting is just not a good team this year, and Montreal are doing fairly well. They're sitting third in the East. Yes, they did lose to LA Galaxy 4-0 away last week, but I do, however, believe that they get it done at home, 2-1 over Sporting. Next up, we have FC Cincinnati versus the Red Bull. I'm surprised by how good FC Cincinnati is. They're very quiet this year. They're a very quiet team, in my opinion. I just don't feel like I've heard a lot about them this year or how good they're doing, and they're being very quiet, and I think that they're going to make the playoffs. I really believe that. Currently, they are one win, three draws, and a loss in the last five. And then you have the Red Bulls, four wins and a loss in their last five. Red Bull first in the East. FC Cincinnati is fifth. New York are ranked first in away wins right now, I believe. And they are at TQL Stadium. This one was hard for me because I would like to see FC Cincinnati actually do very well. I'm not a big Red Bulls fan. Yes, I like Aaron Long. I also like Lewis Morgan. I liked him better when he was at Miami. I've liked Morgan since his Celtic days. So, but then I also am a fan of Brandon Vasquez for FC Cincinnati. This one, I think I spent the most time like analyzing, and I think that Cincinnati is going to get this done at home over the Red Bull 3-2. I do believe it will be kind of high scoring. There will be five goals. But I will say FC Cincinnati 3-2 there at TQL. Now moving on, we have Toronto FC versus San Jose Earthquake. Currently, Toronto are two wins and three losses. San Jose is one win, a draw, and three losses in the last five. Both of these teams not having a great year. And San Jose haven't scored in their last two away matches. And I believe that streak continues for them. I don't think that they score in this game. I think Toronto wins 1-0 at home. Next up, we have Chicago Fire versus Columbus Crew. Currently, the Fire are 2 wins and 3 losses in the last five. Columbus Crew are 2 wins and 3 draws in their last five. Columbus is sitting 10th in the table, where Fire are sitting last. Like I said, I say this all the time. I wish Fire would turn it around. I don't think that they turn it around and get a win in this one. Both teams, the last three games that they have played, they have not drawn together. And Columbus hasn't lost in their last five matches. The Fire aren't that strong of a team. Like I said, I don't think Fire win this game, but I do believe that this game does end in a draw 2-2 there at Soldier Field. So now we head down to Florida. We have Orlando City versus Inter Miami. Currently, Orlando City is 2 wins, a draw, and 2 losses. And the same thing goes for Inter Miami. 2 wins, a draw, and 2 losses in the last five. Currently, Orlando City is 6th in the table. Inter Miami is 9th. So this is a very big game for Inter Miami. If they could go on the road and win this, they would match up points in the table with Orlando. Orlando hasn't kept a clean sheet in their last 8 games. And neither in the last 5, Inter Miami haven't kept a clean sheet. And they haven't won an away game in their last 6 matches. I think that that streak continues for Inter Miami in this game and makes it 7. I think that Orlando get this done at home 3-1 over Inter Miami. I'm sorry, Inter. I think Orlando is just the stronger side. Next up, we head to Texas. We got Houston Dynamo versus FC Dallas. I'm very let down by the Dynamo. They are struggling right now. They are 1 win and 4 losses in the last 5. And FC Dallas, kind of also the same, but they are still in a playoff spot at 5th place. Currently, they are 1 win, 2 draws, and 2 losses in the last 5. FC Dallas have not kept a clean sheet in the last 9. And I don't believe that that happens again here. But this one was hard too. I like both of these teams. I want them both to do well. But I slightly want FC Dallas to do better. I just like Jesus Ferreira. He's doing great right now. This game, though, you know, the Battle of Texas at PNC Park, it ends in a 1-1 draw. I think that both teams are going to play very defensive, and it's going to be a good game. So I actually might have to try checking that one out. Which this leads us into our final game of the evening. We have Real Salt Lake versus Colorado Rapid. Currently, Real are 2 wins, a draw, and 2 losses, where Colorado is 1 win, 1 draw, and 3 losses. Real Salt Lake currently sent 3rd in the table, where Colorado is 12th in the West there. Real Salt Lake are unbeaten in the last 5 home games, and Colorado haven't won an away match in their last 10 games. And I think that continues. I think that Real Salt Lake are on fire this season. Yeah, they have losses here and there, but they're on fire. And I actually think that they win this game over Colorado 3-1 there in Salt Lake. So that is it for the predictions. Tell me what you think. Who you think is going to win these games. I want to interact with you. Thank you for watching. If you like the video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content, subscribe. Also, tell me, you know, what else you would like to see, or if I should do something a little bit different. I like any kind of feedback. So thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.